Hello. Happy Saturday morning, everybody. Let's see. Come on in. I always think about y'all just like streaming in like we're opening Disney World here. Say hi in the chat. And we're going to just spend a little bit of time this Saturday morning talking about private coaching. Inside No BS. I'd love for some of y'all to say hi in the chat. It's just going to be me today. I am just running solo today. This is kind of old school. Good morning, Maureen. Where I used to do all the things with the calls, and I think I can do it today. I think we're just going to be talking about private coaching, so I'm going to keep an eye on the chat. And so let's talk about private coaching. First off, let me introduce myself. Let me change my name real quick. I am Coach Betsy. As I like to say, I've been around here forever. In No BS, I found Corinne back in 2006, 2007 on a Weight Watchers message board. And the rest is history. So I've lost weight twice with No BS. Regain does happen. And hashtag regain happens sometimes. Put sometimes in there. But I lost my weight for the last time in 2015. I lost 70 pounds. And I maintain my weight range of 145 to 155. Most of the time, I will tell you right now, I am a few pounds above my range. And I know exactly why, and I am just doing what I need to do to get back into my range. And so, you know, coaches aren't perfect either, and we're human, and so there we go. That's a little bit about me. But we are really here to talk about private coaching. So what, kind of the way that we're going to run this today, I've got a little keynote for y'all to look at, and I'm going to talk. And please put any questions in the Q&A box that you have for private coaching. But I want you to wait until we get towards the end, if you can, to ask any questions, because I think I'm probably going to get most of them answered on this call, because I am now the head coach here at No BS. I have been for, gosh, it's almost been 6 months. Time flies when you're having fun, y'all. And I spend a lot of my time inside our private coaching program with clients, along with all the other things we do on the amazing coaching team. So I know a lot about private coaching, so I think I can get most of your questions answered. But if you do have anything towards the end that you still want to know, just put it in the Q&A box and I will get to it at the end. All right, so that's what we're going to do. So we're just going to talk about private coaching. And if some of you all have been on the fence about it or just kind of considering it and you're just not quite sure if it's for you, I hope that today will help you just get off the fence, because like what we like to say, it's prickly up there. It's not very comfortable straddling that fence. So let's just get you off the fence one way or the other and go from there. So, all right, let me share my screen. And y'all will let me know if you can see my little handy dandy keynote. Can y'all see it? Yes. Awesome. All right. Well, I am going to keep it like this and y'all should be able to see it just fine. So I love I have to say that I did not come up with this really clever name about unlocking your full potential. Is private coaching the missing piece to your success? Our amazing internal marketing guru, Miss Jen, came up with this, but I love the metaphor of a puzzle when we talk about private coaching, when we talk about any of the tools inside of No BS. They are all puzzle pieces and they may fit into your puzzle. How about that? Everybody doesn't have the same puzzle. You know, everyone has a different puzzle. And there are all kinds of different pieces that fit into your puzzle. And private coaching may be one of those pieces for you. And you may just need to give it a try to see if it's the missing puzzle piece. For most of our members, they don't need private coaching. We are amazing enough here at NoBS that we give you the tools to absolutely lose your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve, which is our mission here at NoBS. But there are some times that we need private coaching. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today, of when we need it, when we don't. And again, if y'all have any other questions about that, you can always just ask in the Q&A. And then if y'all have any questions, I didn't think about saying this until now, but if y'all have any questions about private coaching after you get off this call, or if you have any accountability group partners who are thinking about it, and I really encourage you to have them watch this replay when it comes out on Tuesday, please have them email support and just direct it to me. And I would love to talk with them more about private coaching. Okay. So we are here to answer all the questions. All right. Chris, you're here. Oh my goodness. She's one of my private coaching clients. I just saw that she's here. So, all right. So let's get going with this. All right. So, and I love this little graphic I found about the missing puzzle piece, because it's just, this may be it. It may be not. It may not be. And, we'll just wait and see. Speaking of Chris or anyone else who is on this call today that is already in private coaching, I would love for you to, if you feel compelled, to just put in the chat what you love about private coaching, how it's helped you. I'm sure that, we always put the chat with the replays of this call. And so, of all of our calls. And so our members might love to hear about your stories around private coaching. I've got a few of those to share in this presentation for you. So, all right, y'all, let's get started. So how can private coaching help you? It can help you make the ultimate shift from, this is where a lot of our private coaching clients start. And I want you to really kind of ask yourself, is this you right now? Do you see yourself? Do you kind of relate to any of these things here? Burning out on your goals before you achieve them. Are you just burning out and kind of crashing and burning? Maybe kind of having a lot of perfectionist thinking, really trying to do everything perfectly, not planning on in a doable way, all that kind of stuff. Burning out on your goals. Feeling like you can't do the things you say you want to do. Making that plan at the beginning of the week, and then you get to the end of the week and it's just, I'm not able to keep promises to myself. I'm not able to trust myself to do what I really want to do. I'm not able to do things when I don't want to. Those kinds of things. Are you staying stuck in a past and desperately want to forget? So this reminds me of a lot of private coaching clients that I work with on relationships. And I'm going to talk about in a minute about the different ways that the different things you can work on without private coaching, not just weight loss. So staying stuck in a past you desperately want to forget, that may be a relationship. That may be some sort of experience you've had in the past. It also may be diets that you've experienced in the past. And you've got some diet trauma, some diet mentality going on. Are you looping and hurt with unresolved and painful relationships? Speaking of relationships, right? And this may be your relationship with yourself, not just relationships with other people, but it might be both. And we work on all of that inside private coaching. So we want you to go from there. You will go from here to finally having the right mindset, focus, perspective, and motivation to make the changes in your life you know you can do. So that's the journey that we want everyone in private coaching to experience. Being in pain and wanting the past to be different and not keeping commitments to yourself, to being able to really make the changes in your life that you know you can have. And you just need a little bit of help to get there. That's what private coaching can do. Okay. So I'm going to talk about kind of what you'll experience inside private teaching. And these are some of the things that really make private coaching different than maybe working with an accountability group or working with just inside the membership. I mean, this is what makes private coaching, kind of elevates private coaching to a different level. So by the way, I wanted to just keep an eye on the chat. Be sure your chat is set to everyone. Chris, I think you're just set to host and panelists. So I don't think everybody can see your chat. I just saw a post come through from you. So be sure your chat is set to everyone so we can all see. Okay, so what you'll experience in private coaching. Let's talk about privacy first. This is something that a lot of our clients, this is reason number one that they sign up for private coaching, is because they're just not comfortable sharing their experiences with a group. And they are able to have a one-on-one appointment with your coach, and you, no one else is there, no one else is watching, we're not recording the call for anyone else to watch. And so that's reason number one, that private coaching is totally different. And it's really for people who really just want to work on something one-on-one with a coach. And so one-on-one weekly calls. So I'm going to kind of go through kind of how private coaching works as I talk through this. You have up to one 25-minute session with your coach every week. And 25 minutes may not seem like very much, but I know some of your fellow members will attest to this, that we get a lot covered. Chris is a good example of that, who was my last client that I just talked to a half an hour ago. We covered a lot in 25 minutes, didn't we, Chris? We covered a lot, and we got a lot done, and we got a lot discussed. And then I gave her some very specific homework to work on for next week. So one 25-minute call a week, up to, and then access via Slack. And so several are asking about what is Slack. So Slack is an online messaging app. You can Google it and find out more about it. But it's just a communication tool that we use to interact with our clients outside of that 25-minute session every week. And so a lot of coaching and a lot of amazing progress and growth happens inside of that messaging app. And so a lot of my clients and a lot of our coaches' clients post their plans and assessments there every day for accountability and to get help from a coach. You can post journaling there. You can post questions. You can post other worksheets that you're working on inside the different pathways. All kinds of different things that you can post in there and that we will look at as coaches and give you feedback on and give you coaching and questions and insight. So there's so much happens in between the coaching calls inside of Slack. Both you and your coach's mind are focused solely on your problems and goals, just the coach and you. Okay. So that's what makes private coaching different. Accountability. In your very first session, your goals are agreed upon and expectations are set for how to get the most from your coaching. So that is, again, something that we help you with when we start working with you, is we talk to you about your goals. We talk to you about what habits you're practicing. We talk to you about expectations and how those are going to be managed throughout private coaching. And so, yeah, we want you to get the very most from your coaching, but here's the deal. That is your job, right? It's your job to get the most from your coaching. As Corinne likes to say, we're not babysitters. We're not going to pull you along. We will walk beside you. But you've got to walk, you've got to get up and walk with us, right? So you've got to make it happen. You've got to post your plans and assessments. And then we will go in there or whatever it is you're working on, right? Your journaling or whatever. And so it's really about being a true No BS woman that takes responsibility for her results. And so we help our clients get some amendments. No more getting distracted by life and taking your eye off your priority. We can definitely help you keep your eye on the prize. Okay. Hello, Miss Lisa. Good to see y'all in the chat. All right. So structure. As I mentioned before, you have your own private Slack channel for interaction between calls. So it's just your coach and you in this Slack channel, a weekly 25-minute call. And then we've got some other fun little bonuses and just fun things that are really special to our private coaching clients, because we see our private coaching clients, all the coaches do, as our VIPs inside NoBS. So you also get a private Facebook group with just members of NoBS who are in private coaching. So that is an amazing opportunity to crowdsource ideas, because it's a smaller group. It's only about 200-300 NoBS members, and they're all in private coaching. So they're all like really invested and really working on their goals. And so it's a great opportunity for you to go in there and crowdsource ideas, to maybe find an accountability partner, to just get all kinds of suggestions and ideas from a small group of NoBS women. So that's our Facebook group. And then this has been going on for a couple of years now, but it's still kind of new. We have our bi-monthly newsletter for only for private coaching members inside NoBS. And every single month, we have a coach nugget. What is a coach nugget? A coach's nugget is just a little audio that one of us gives out in this newsletter every other week, so twice a month. And it's just a little nugget. It's just something about maybe something that the coach has been working on. It's maybe something that the coach talked with a private client about. And it's just something that they think would help all private coaching members. And I'm telling you what, like, I've actually got an idea about a coach's nugget that I'm going to do in the next month or so. And it's actually just kind of a power thought that I was working with one of my clients on. This is just my body learning to trust me. I just thought that thought was so powerful and just so loving and compassionate. And so I was like, you know what? I want to do a coach's nugget on that and offer up that thought to other private coaching clients. This is just my body learning to trust me. I don't know. That was just something I wanted to share. So that's a good example of a coach's nugget. And I mean, I would just talk about kind of how I'm practicing that thought, how, all kinds of ways you can use that power thought, and how it just, can really bring some compassion. So anyway, just an example of the nugget. All right. Perspective. So the only thing between you and what you want is a collection of thinking about who you've been. This is good. If y'all got your phone, I encourage you to screenshot this slide. The only thing between you and what you want is a collection of thinking about who you've been, why you think what you want is too hard to get, and what you think you can't do. Y'all, there is like journaling gold right there in those words. Like, you could journal about thinking about who you've been, like all the diets you've not lost weight on in the past and all that, why you think what you want is too hard to get, and what you think you can't do. If you just journaled on those three things, think about the awareness that you would get from them. But what we do as private coaches, we are trained to see those thoughts so quickly. I know some of my clients can attest. As coaches, we are trained to hear what you're saying and separate out the facts from the thoughts. And we can point those out to you so easily and just help you get that awareness. And it's like, I'm even thinking about Chris in our session just a minute ago about how, you got so much awareness, right? About the stories that you were telling yourself, that hold you there, right? And so that's what we do inside of private coaching. Coaches help you see what you can't because you're in it, right? We have so much. I mean, I have my own coach, and I always say I will always have my own coach. I'll always work with a coach because we can't, there's just never a time where we will be able to see all of our thoughts and all of our stories. We need someone outside of us who doesn't have all the baggage and all the chatter and all that We need someone outside of us to see our thinking. And a lot of members, most of our members, can do that with ask coaches and with their own journaling and, you know, watching coaching calls with Corinne and things like that. But inside private coaching, you can kind of like 10x the process. You can speed up that process of seeing your thinking so much quicker than doing the work yourself. So that's really what makes private coaching so so powerful. All right, let's go over some common questions. And I know I've seen a couple of questions in the chat already and things like that. So we'll, I think this number one question, well, I've seen a couple times already. Can I pick my own coach? Because I know y'all got your faves and you got your coaches that you really like to work with and all that kind of stuff. And so really the answer to that is yes, you can absolutely request to work with a specific coach when you sign up for private coaching. What I suggest you do, just because we are very full right now, we're on a wait list. I'll be talking about that in a second. But I recommend that you choose like 2 to 3 coaches that you might be interested in working with. And, you know, if you have a preference. If you don't have a preference, great. And we can get you started with the coach who has the first availability. But you can absolutely request, and we will work with you to meet that request as best we can. And if for some reason you are not, you and your coach aren't a good fit, doesn't happen very often, but it happens just every once in a while, we'll definitely work with you on that as well. So, but I will say, just as a coach, I've been coaching for a long time now. We are trained to coach on anything, no matter what we have been through. I don't have any kids, but I coach on, parenting all the time, and I coach moms all the time. So our coaches can really, really coach on anything, even if they haven't experienced it themselves. But yeah, some of our coaches do have different kind of specialties or different experiences. I have a history of binging, and so, sometimes clients want to work with a coach who has had that experience. We know that our amazing coach, Judith, has a kind of a specialization in skills in trauma and emotions and all of that kind of stuff. And so what I encourage you to do, I'm going to show you the private coaching webpage here in a minute, but you can read about our different coaches and really see what their experiences are and their interests are. But again, you don't have to request a specific coach. We can just, I truly believe, and I've said this before and I'll keep saying it, I truly believe that you're meant to get who you're meant to get, because all of our coaches are amazing and you just can connect with any of them because they're all trained to coach on anything. And they're all amazing. We are the best weight loss coaches in the industry. We tell ourselves that all the time. All right, that was a long answer to that first question. How often can I talk to my coach? I've already talked about this, quite a bit, where you have up to 1 25-minute session a week with your coach. And I say up to because some of our clients don't want to talk every week. They maybe want to talk every other week or something like that. But they can have up to 1 25-minute call per week. And you do pay for coaching. I'll talk about the payment here in a second, but you do sign up for an initial 3-month commitment. So you really pay by the month, initial 3-month commitment. And then after that, you pay. Must I join for 3 months? Speaking of, yes. So that is how private coaching works, is that we always say we don't want any tire kickers. We don't want anybody to just come in and like, well, let me just try it for a month and see how it goes. We really want you to commit to 3 months, because that's like, y'all, that seems like a long time, but you're really just getting started at the 3 month mark a lot of times. And so we want you to really make that commitment and that investment in yourself, because really private coaching is an investment. And I love to think about private coaching in that way. It's an investment in yourself and your health and your physical health, your mental health, and it is work. It is worth it. So we want you to initially sign up for a 3-month commitment, but then after that, you go on a month-to-month basis and you can cancel at any time. But I will tell you, a lot of our clients stay for a long time. I have clients that I've now had for years. And, you know, and a lot of our clients stay at least 6 to 8 months, if not longer. So that is how that works. We got a few more questions here. How will I know what to talk about each week? This was a question that that I've seen. And no worries there, because you can always, you know, I love it when clients come prepared, you know, to talk about something, because you know what is best. You know what is most important to you. You know what you want to work on. But if for some reason you come to the session and you're like, I got nothing, we got you. We got you. Okay. That's what we're trying to do as coaches we will dig in and find something to talk about. And a lot of times what I usually start with is wins for me. And that brings up something that we will talk about. And, but it never, never hurts to focus on wins. So that's kind of really strategy that I use. Is there a wait list for private coaching? So speaking of, I mentioned a wait list a minute ago. There is a wait list for most, if not all of our coaches right now. Because we've had a few transitions in our coaching team, and I know some of you all have heard the exciting news that Coach Kathy is coming back to private coaching and to join our coaching team after she's been doing some other things inside the business. And so she is going to be taking new clients, as the weeks progress. And so, yeah, we've had a few transitions. Coach Yesenia has moved, over to our business membership. And so she is no longer doing private coaching inside the weight loss side. And then we're also looking at hiring a new coach here at some point in the future. So just all kinds of fun things happening. And so right now we are on a wait list. But here's the thing about wait lists, y'all. So I don't want you to start right away. I was thinking about this morning when I was in the shower. I was like, you don't want to start right away when you sign up for private coaching. I'm actually glad there's a wait list because that gives you time to really get ready for this commitment and this investment that you have made with yourself. It gives you time to, and what we say when we send out the email after you signed up to talk about the wait list is that we want you to go back through your OBS again and we grin, and all of us talk about it all the time about how important it is to go back to OBS over and over and over again. And this is an amazing opportunity while you're waiting on the wait list to get started with a coach to go back through the OBS course, modules 1, 2, 3, and 4, view all the worksheets, and think about how prepared you will be to really get the most out of private coaching that you can get. And if you still got some time while you're waiting, you could start a pathway and go from there. And so, yes, there is a wait list, but it's good news because it gives you time to really get ready to make this investment in yourself. Here's another question that I think maybe some of you all don't know is that you may be able to use your work benefits for private coaching. Some of you all have insurance and healthcare spending accounts and all of that kind of stuff. I'm going to show you on the website here in a minute, kind of what you can do to find out if private coaching does qualify. But we've had quite a few members who've been able to use some of their work benefits for private coaching. So that is a possibility for some of y'all. So I'll give you some more information about that. All right. So is this right for me? So I've given you a lot of information and you still may be kind of might be wondering, is this my missing puzzle piece? Will you allow mistakes and obstacles to be a reason to quit or something to solve? This is what private coaching can help you do. Help you see mistakes and obstacles as not a reason to quit, as something to solve, and we can help you solve it. Are you willing to step into feeling good, motivated, and future-focused each day? Or will you worry about what might go wrong or how you screwed up in the past? Are you going to kind of worry about the past and kind of use your past as your fortune teller, which we talk a lot about, where it's like, nope, that doesn't work? Or are you willing to kind of do what we all talk, what we talk about in module four of an OVS course, and start really stepping into that future focused place? That's what we can help you with product coaching. And finally, are you confident you'll shift your thinking when things feel hard? Or will you focus on how you wish this was easier? We can help you with this as well, right? I was just working with some clients this morning on this is hard for me because, this is hard for me because, and how can we actually flip it around to this could be easy for me because. And so I work with clients on that, or coaches work with clients on that all the time. All right, before we go to the webpage, I want to give you all a couple of quotes, a few quotes from some of our private coaching clients. No BS women just like you. Aside from deciding to honor my body's needs, my coach helped me see that everything is possible when I break it down into really small and simple steps. My perfectionism has been my reason to quit things when I'm not doing everything right. No more. I'm like, well, I could have written that. We talk so much about small level ups, 1% level ups, small and simple steps. And that's what we work on inside private coaching. I work with clients every single week on how can we break that down into the, and I'll talk about the lowest hanging fruit a lot of times. We're not going to overhaul our food. We're not going to try to exercise every single day for an hour. What is the absolute most doable, smallest, and easiest thing that we can do? And then perfectionism, y'all. It's just not going to get us where we want to go. And so we got to practice imperfection every single day to get us to where we want to go. So let's see. What's the next one say? My coach seems to really care about me and my progress. She remembers little things week to week. That's the other thing about private coaching. I'm glad I read this because it reminds me. Here's the thing. This is another way that private coaching is very different than just like getting on a coaching call with one of the coaches or Corinne. We get to know you. We don't have to get the whole backstory of, you know, what's going on and then all that kind of stuff, because we're talking to you every week. And so, like, what makes private coaching so amazing is we get to know you. We don't have to hear about it. You know, you don't have to explain all of that. We really know what's going on. And so we can get to the heart of the matter so much quicker, right? Than having to, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of time explaining. So we know you, we're talking to you every week. And so we can just help you get the results more quickly. And she holds me accountable and has me focus on small goals once again. And calls out my BS thinking. She gives me a new perspective. That's another thing that we do a lot as coaches. It's just we offer you up a different perspective, a different way of thinking, a new way of telling the story about something in your life. And I just see that as just the biggest honor in my life, is to just get to offer perspectives, offer new perspectives that you maybe never thought about. And it can just be so magical and so powerful. For clients. All right, one last. I didn't think I could find anything to get me to lose weight without sacrificing food, flavor, amount, etc. This program is wonderful in making me realize I have the power to lose weight all along. You don't know who that sounds like. Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. I have the power all along. I just needed somebody to guide me down the path to get started. Oh, this gives me chills because I think about the Wizard of Oz and it's almost like the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and the Lion, like they're all like, we're these little life coaches. They really are. And so, yeah, that's what private coaching can do. Just guide you along the path. You've got to, you know, like I said, you've got to walk. You've got to walk that path and you got to do the things. But we will walk along that path. We'll walk beside you and we'll guide you for as long as you want. Okay. So that's what we're here for. All right. So what does it cost? That's the big question. Some of you all may have looked on the page already. It is $14.97 for the first 3 months. And so, like I said, there's a 3-month commitment required because we really want you to make that commitment. I will tell you all, I have, you know, been a coach for a long time. We are a bargain. I mean, I pay a lot more to work with my coach outside of no BS. We are a bargain for what we offer. And with the best weight loss coaches in the industry, this is really, really a good price. I will just tell you. So, but I know some of you all, you know, if you don't have the money and you want, I mean, you know, we have amazing tools inside of NoBS. And like I said, not everyone needs a private coach. But if you are interested, start saving your money, right? Like, always think about like the Starbucks fund. Now that shit adds up. If you really, really are wanting to sign up for private coaching, you can make it happen by, you know, just saving a little bit of money here and there. And next thing you know, you would have enough to sign up. So just think about that. If it's something that you want to kind of save up for, if you want to ask for some money towards it, you know, for holidays and birthdays and all that kind of stuff. Like, we make things happen if they're really important. Maybe not right away. This is where you get the opportunity to practice some patience too. And like, utilize all the tools inside NoBS while you're saving. And then, like I said, it is $4.97 per month after that. You're on a month-to-month basis after that, and you can cancel at any time. You can decide when you leave. You ask, it's absolutely up to you. You just go to the website and you cancel yourself. So. All right. So here is the website or the webpage. It's right on the site, and I'm going to show you all that in a minute. And I know I've seen a couple of questions. Be sure and put your questions in the Q&A box, not in the chat, but in the Q&A box, if you want me to answer them at least. Ooh, let me get a breath off. I'm coughing. Okay. We'll pull the website over. Do y'all see the fancy dancy website? And our beautiful coaches, including me there. Let's see. All right. So let me kind of go to the main website and then I'll show you where we are. So here's the front page of our website. And you will go down to where it says Ask Coaches and Private Coaching. And then you just click on private coaching. And so, yeah, so this gives you all the information, like I was saying, about work benefits and seeing if private coaching can work for you. There is some information here. You click there, and it's really just about contacting your insurance company and seeing if there's some paperwork that might be required and if there's just a possibility that coaching might work. But we will definitely work with you on that. You can always email support. Y'all know this little blue question mark down here. Got it, like, that is always available on every page of our website. If you have any questions, it goes straight to our support email. And so if you ever have any questions about anything, you can just click on that little question mark. I'll even click on it for y'all, and you can see what it looks like. Yeah, you just pick the main subject, email address, and your question. Okay? All right, there we are. All right, so there's a video from Corinne. But I really wanted to go down, we talked a lot about all of this already, but I wanted to show y'all all our amazing coaches. And we've still got to get Coach Kathy up here on the page. She just, you know, announced this week that she's going to be joining our team. So her picture will be here very soon. But these are our amazing coaches that have private coaching clients on a regular basis. And like I said, I encourage you to read about them and really read about their stories and see who you might be interested in working with. But like I said, they are all amazing and they can all coach you and help you reach your goals. That's what's so amazing about coaching is that we can help anyone. So that is what I encourage you to do. And then there's just a few more questions. This is a video that we did a few months ago about private coaching. And so I'll probably be replacing this one with what I did today here. But it gives you great information, and you'll always be on our replay page if you want more information about private coaching. And then down here at the bottom, we've got some more stories about how private coaching has benefited our members. But down here at the bottom, there is a frequently asked questions. And again, I've answered, I think, most of these questions today, but you can always come back and replay these if you have any other questions. So, all right, let me stop sharing. And we will answer a few questions. Okay. I know y'all had a couple of questions about, like, if you need to miss a week, if you go on vacation, and all that kind of stuff. So this is what's so amazing about private coaching, is that it's not just about, you know, the calls every week, right? It's really just about being inside private coaching and really having some accountability with your coach. And so the way that we do it, if a coach is on vacation, we set up, we have all these different ideas on giving you some sort of specific activity and like homework to work on that week that, like I said, kind of 10x's the value of private coaching, where it's like, you don't need to talk to us that week. We have given you something where I kind of call it like implementation week when the coach is on vacation, where that gives you the opportunity to really implement and apply what you've been learning with your coach every week, with your coaching calls and all your Slack interaction. And so, yeah, when the coach goes on vacation, you get homework where you are really figuring out how to apply this kind of stuff to your life. And it just is so valuable to you because, I mean, you know, we're not at home slapping the food out of your hand. We're not, you know, sitting at the restaurant with you going, okay, what, are we going to stop eating? Or And so those weeks are where you really learn how to apply what you're getting coached on every week. And so that's what we do when our coaches are on vacation. When you go on vacation, we can work with you ahead of time to do some, I talk to a lot of my clients when they're on vacation. They will figure out how to set up a call and we'll talk while you're on vacation. But a lot of times we'll just work ahead of time on making a plan for vacation. And it's another kind of implementation week or application week where you really figure out how to apply what you're learning with weight loss and your relationship with food. I was just talking to another client about this morning, about like, okay, how do we want to, like, when we go on vacation, she's going to Italy next week. And what do you want your relationship with food to be while you're on vacation? Let's talk about that. Let's see how you're going to apply what you're learning. And then you can absolutely post in Slack while you're on vacation, and we can help you there if you're not able to have a call with us. So we really just make it work no matter what's going on. And like I said, I know there's a question here from Alexa about if a month has 5 weeks, so that month you get coached 5 times, and it's really based on the calendar, right? You get one call every, you know, week, let's say 7 days, right? And so it just depends on how the calendar works, but you are, you do pay monthly, not per number of sessions, but you pay monthly. And so it works out to either 4 or 5 sessions per week, per month rather, just depending on how the calendar works out. But again, it's it just always seems to work out that you get the sessions you need, but it's not just about the sessions, right? It's about the Slack interaction in between time and really the work that you're doing on your own. So it all combines together for an amazing experience. So I think I've answered. I think I've answered all the questions here. Let me see if there's anything else in the chat that we are talking about Slack. And yeah. All right. Any other questions before we get out of here? Oh, Krista was asking about Slack. We talked about that at the beginning of the call. It is a messaging app that we use. It's kind of like texting, but on, you know, a little bit more involved, where you can actually attach documents and things like that. So just Google it, just, you know, if you want to know more about it. But it's an app that we use inside the NoBS team a lot to communicate with each other. And then we also use it inside private coaching. So so Ellen said, if I'm away for 2 weeks and can't call into my coach, do I just lose those 2 sessions? Yeah, I mean, it's up to you whether you make those sessions happen or not. But like I said, that doesn't mean that you just stop private coaching for 2 weeks. We can work with you on how you can stay connected to us, maybe through Slack, or maybe through just giving you some homework for those 2 weeks that can really, you know, help you in your journey to weight loss. And so it's just like, you know, you really create your results, not just through the coaching calls and not just, you know, it's really like we can help you no matter what's going on in your life to get those results that you want. Lynn says, how long the wait is currently to get started with a coach? It really just depends on if there's a specific coach that you want to work with and, and then just, you know, our availability right now. And so I don't want to give a specific amount of time because this is a call that's recorded and people will be watching it and it just changes. And so it really just depends on kind of where our availability is. And we are in a time where we're hiring a new coach and we're just going through some transitions. So, but if you have any specific questions about that, you could feel free to email into support with directed to me and we can talk more about that. So Patricia said, if it's a texting app, does that mean that we're not seeing or hearing each other? So Slack is an app where you're actually typing in. Yes. So thank you for the clarification, Patricia. You're just typing in back and forth and talking back and forth through typing. Yeah. And so the way that it works is that with Slack and with the coaches and their clients, we check Slack once a day. And so we go in and we see who is posted on that day. We go in and read their stuff. Again, maybe it's their plans and assessments. Maybe it's a discovery worksheet that the client needs help with. And so we will go in and answer that. And then we're done with Slack for the day. And then we'll check the next day. And coaches check their Slack 5 days a week. And so if you post something, it's pretty much guaranteed you're going to get a response within 24 to 48 hours, if not less. And so it's very quick turnaround. But yes, it is a typing app. And then you also can, like I said, can post documents and things like that. That's what's so great about it is that our clients just post pictures, like screenshots of their plans and assessments, discovery worksheets, successful urge worksheets, any other worksheets. And so we get to just view those very easily. And then we can give you the coaching and the feedback and all of that that you need right there. So it's pretty cool how it works. Tina was asking about, Tina. Patricia was asking about the 25-minute calls are Zoom calls. Yes, so they are Zoom calls and they are on video on Zoom. And so this is something else, actually. I'm glad that you asked about that, Patricia. You do have the option to record those calls on your side. And so we can give you permission if you're using a computer and you want to record all of your coaching calls, we can give you permission to record and you can do that on your computer, but you do have to be using a computer to record the Zoom calls. You can't be on your phone or an iPad. And so, yeah, some of y'all may want to record your calls and watch them back and take notes and things like that. So that is an option for you as well. Tina was asking about how Kathy is doing, and that's a really good question. A lot of people have been asking me this morning. I haven't talked to her today, but if y'all haven't heard, Kathy was in the hospital with her kidney stones, and she is on the mend and has had an infection and is getting all the antibiotics she needs and all that kind of stuff. And hopefully, at this point, she is home already, but I'm going to check with her right after I get off this call. So, yeah, so she is, she's on the mend, but I know she feels the love from you guys. And like I said, I'm so excited to have her back on the coaching team. She's an amazing coach. And if y'all haven't heard the Wednesday call where she talked about her relationship with exercise, since this is Movement Month, I really encourage y'all to watch that replay from last Wednesday on the 17th. 17th? Yes. All right, y'all. Well, that's all I've got. And like I said, this will be recorded and posted in your replay page and also on the private coaching page. Please refer anybody who has any questions about private coaching to our website, but also, if any of y'all have any specific questions, just direct them to me at support@pnptribe.com. And I'll put that in the chat. But And also that blue question mark is always there for you on every page of NoBSWomen.com. And no, I can't type and talk at the same time. I'm just going to admit it. There we go. Is that it? Okay. So, yes, well, it was just so fun to have you all, and just so fun to kind of answer all your questions. And it's really helped me just to see what your questions are. So, because I'm going to continue doing these calls, and I'll probably be bringing sometimes I bring on some of the coaches with me, and sometimes I just do it on my own. Other times I bring private coaching clients on to talk about their experiences. So I'll be doing that as well in the future. But I appreciate y'all's questions, and I just appreciate you coming on and listening and just, you know, really considering if this is for you. But I really, really encourage you to, if you are thinking about it, just get off the fence one way or the other, right? Get off that prickly fence and just decide one way or the other. But if you need help making that decision, we are here for you. Okay? All right. Y'all take care. Have a great rest of your Saturday.